thank you. I want to express my understanding of how we got here, and as Mr. Long said in public comments, this was a grassroots effort from residents to put this on the ballot. The county board in 2010 refused to address this issue. Don Johnson, who spoke earlier in the minutes in 2010, did look at saying, you know, maybe at reapportionment time for them, should the board be downsized? And it was kind of rebuked, snubbed, whatever. It didn't happen. So that the citizens took it in their own hands, because right or wrong, they believed the board should be downsized, and I think we all agreed the board, we could probably get by with less than 25 members. So that it became a ballot, it passed overwhelmingly, 72%, and it was 15 members, multi-member districts. Prior to that being on the ballot, our chairman at the time, Mr. Banaszek, sponsored and did put on the ballot in the following spring, asking the question, should, before getting the answer, mind you, from the public, whether or not they even want to downsize at all, he put on the ballot a statement saying, should we maintain multi-member districts? Again, overwhelmingly, although less voter turnout because it was a primary, overwhelmingly, the people said, yes, we want to keep our single-member districts. Okay, so now we have two pieces of the pie. We do understand the will of the people as well as we can from a ballot. I have gone door-to-door over and over and over again, and nothing I've heard in my district has said that they've really swayed from that. That said, I also went to the Farm Bureau, and I spoke to that organization, said, because I am concerned about rural representation, and because our metropolitan area is in the middle.
I agree.
And it's, so that's one issue. So I'm not deaf ears to that. Same time, I went to the NAACP. I spoke to that organization. No one had spoke to them or even expressed the idea that maybe there's something on the radar screen they should be aware of. So I brought them every information I could do to them and explained that, you know, you need to be aware of this and you need to have your voice heard on if you feel this is going to affect your representation. To me, it's my I'm not going to make a judgment whether or not they're going to lose representation, but I thought it very important, since all I did was listen to the will of the people. And what I said was, what was being told in when I got elected then was saying that we couldn't downsize until the next decennial reapportionment, which was not true. And it said there very clearly in the two attorney general opinions from 74 and 76 that said it can't be done. This is the exact language I said that it can be done, because at the very end of the statement it said, in all but exceptional circumstances, the decennial reapportionment shall hold. Well, what is the exceptional circumstance? The exceptional circumstance was the fact that if the county members or the residents of the county change the method of election, which by statute they have the right to do, then by default the number can be changed. So technically it's using the multi-member district question as a mechanism to change the number prior to the decennial census.
Okay, I want to interject real quick. I'm so sorry, Mr. Mokey.
Well, I just want to quickly say
That we do have a meeting at 11.
Okay, let me finish up, because I'm almost done. What I'm trying to say is that Mr. Swanson made a good point. Is he saying we cannot, the county board members determine the number in the district. We can't speak for the 2022 or 2020 board. What we can do is in the resolution, is what we're doing, is express our desire. I think, if I'm paraphrasing too much, but that's what I'm saying, is that we as a board can say this, but in 2020 we have no control over what they do then. But we can certainly say what we want to say, and we can certainly talk about this in the county board meeting in the full meeting as to the concerns. But at the same time, I just want to reiterate what Mr. Swanson said, is that Kim Calloway Thompson, we don't have binding force on a board that hasn't even been elected yet. So, but for me to have deaf ears and say, well, public, another, we waited 2 years for an attorney general opinion. That was, to me, I felt that would be unconscionable, because that was too long just to get an opinion. But I've never said the board should be downsized, because there's so many issues. But at the same time, I was the strongest ardent advocate to get the truth to the people. And now the people can say, and bring in all the parties to find all the information. And I got a letter from the OACP. They're not against downsizing. They're against multi-member districts, because we would end up with eight large districts. And that's, they're not coming out. The letter I got from the president, Berlinda Tyler Jameson, says, and since I referenced, I better say what she said. NAACP cannot support decreasing the size of the board prior to the 2020 census. That's her statement. This resolution does not say, is not doing it prior.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman. My predecessor on the Rock Island County Board is the past president of the Rock Island County chapter of the NAACP. So to say that they were unaware is certainly not true.
Well, I was told they were.
Now the political action chair. So they have already and had already taken a position, but after you attended their meeting, there had not been great discussion about this. Then they developed a formal position. And I think you'll find out tomorrow the true answer to your question and your interpretation of her email.
Well,
so you should wait before speaking on her behalf.
Well, let me say this. When I went to the NAACP, okay, maybe unaware was the wrong term, but no one had brought this level of information to them. And my purpose was not to sway their decision. It was just doing my due diligence, making sure that everyone in the county is represented.
Okay.
That was my purpose.